Sunday night. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Avarice Day. You are listening to The Ooze. We got your hosts, T.C. Downey, Jason Srell, and Rotten Biohazard is hanging on the line. So is that right, man? Rotten's on the line, too?
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Awesome. So for those folks who tuned in expecting to hear another episode of Take Action, another strategy session on a Sunday evening, we're taking a break from that. It's the holidays. We decided that tonight, the usual kind of goofiness that went on way back when this thing kind of kicked off a while ago or a long time, or it's been what, man? It's been 2 years, 3 years?
For the Ooze, it's been 2.5 years, almost 2.5 years.
Yeah. And then we throw on top of that Twisted Radio. We've been doing this for a while, and usually Sunday nights was the night that we would actually get together and just do, you know, talk about whatever and do stupid shit. So we're going to be getting back to that tonight. So we're going to be doing some prank calling. We actually have a list of phone numbers that we're going to be calling. And if you have somebody you want us to prank call, well, you can go ahead and send us an IM there in the chat room. If you're in the chat room and have a number you want us to prank call, maybe a little story as to what might be going on, why you wanted to prank call them. Or if you want to call in 347-989-1371 and be in on the prank call, you can do that as well. So that's how we're going to spend the next hour or two, just kind of calling this list, man. And we've got a list. That's crazy. Couple of things real quick. I popped a link into the chat room just a minute ago. I'm going to go ahead and lay it in the pen. This link is to a website I just ran into through somebody on Facebook. This is Off the Grid. And these are some dudes that are kind of, they're in the, you know, culture, news, just kind of, you know, the Occupy movement and everything else. But it's a really cool blog, website. It's really professionally done. So it's dealing with, you know, independent musicians. It's dealing with, you know, weird, you know, crazy events. There's a photo session on this thing from, let me pull it up here real quick. I want to make sure I get the name right. And also my computer decides wants to go real slow. It says not safe for work right on it. Let's see. It's the Exotica Expo 2011. So there's a picture of Ron Jeremy on the page. And then there's another picture of some chick taking her top off. These guys seem like pretty cool cats. And I told them that we were going to be mentioning it on the Ooze. They've got all kinds of articles and different things going on. This Juggalette 2011, let me click on that real quick. So check that out. The website is www.offthegrid, all one word, .f as in Foxtrot, M as in Mike. So definitely check that out. They seem like some cool cats. And they got all kinds of crazy shit going on their website, and they're right in the same vein that we're in. So definitely something to support. So before we get all into it, man, what's been going on with you guys?
Well, for me, man, I've just been, you know, I celebrated Kidsmas today and actually started celebrating last night. Got to watch my kid open up a bunch of shit and relive the magic of youth through watching him open up presents. There's nothing quite like seeing the excitement of a kid who's just figuring out exactly what Christmas is. I mean, last year he kind of had a clue, you know, at 3, but at 4, almost 5 years old, man, it was the prime year. It was awesome.
Right on. Right on. Yeah, I think that's the real thrill of it for parents is seeing their kids I know with us, you know, seeing them tear into the gifts, seeing that look on their face like it was, you know, just what they wanted or if they totally didn't expect it and they're just blown away. Last year for the girls, it was a couple of laptops. And there was even, I think one of them started, you know, crying a little bit. They were so excited about the laptop. So that's a big deal, especially with, you know, how hard we struggle and everything with, you know, with money and different things going on. To be able to know that not only are your kids, you know, not feeling it necessarily, but they actually feel a little privileged, you know, that's a big deal. And, yeah, the kids, I think they've learned to pretty much appreciate anything. If it's in a foil wrapper with a bow on it, they're all excited about it.
Right on. Now, before we actually get into the calling part of this, even if we go to answering machine, I say we do something. Yeah. So.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
So, is Rotten still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. Just letting you guys talk, you know.
What'd you do this weekend, man?
Oh, it was mostly just the whole family thing. I ended up going out to the great-grandparents' house today and had dinner with all them and some of the extended family. A lot of them didn't show up due to certain issues within the family, but, hey, it was all good. It was a lot better without certain members showing up.
You know what? I think that's the best. Go ahead, dude.
We ended up having a very white Christmas, all pun intended.
White.
White as in
white.
Color. Because one of the cousins she has a black boyfriend who just got out of jail for getting busted with a trunk full of pot plants.
Wow. Jeez. So you guys, a lot of shit talking then about people that weren't there, is that right?
Basically, yes, we are that kind of family.
Oh, if I seem a little bit distracted, and I'm not trying to plug this site overkill this site, but I'm looking at this on that off the grid site I just posted, the Miss Juggalette contest from 2011, at these women and what they're doing on this stage, it's ridiculous. So, if I seem a little distracted, that's part of what's going on. You know what? The whole family members, you know, especially when there's some strife in the family, the extended family, that always makes for a good Christmas in my mind. My family's the same way. We're divided up, and there's two sides of the house. There's, you know, there's my father's side and his children, and then there's my stepmother's side and her children. We think very differently at different speeds, basically. Not just, you know, we're not just interested in different things. We have a different rate of processing that goes on. And, we'll be in a conversation on, you know, my brother and I, my sister and I will be in a conversation, and we'll be going along, and we'll have moved through three or four topics before one of them on the other side of the house pipes in with something we were talking about 5 minutes ago. And, it's that kind of thing. But there's been days, you know, Christmas get-togethers where, you know, I told my, you know, stepmother that, you know, if she didn't sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up, some bad things are going to go down. And my dad just thinks that's hilarious, you know, because he loves seeing his old lady being put in her place. So,
Jason, man, how did the whole Christmas prank day go?
See, the prank day hasn't happened yet. My 12-year-old won't be here till the 28th. So she gets here on the 28th, and we are either opening presents on the 29th or the 30th. So we haven't actually had our big to-do yet. But I'm all excited about it. All the girls know what the other girls' prank is, except for the youngest, because the youngest wouldn't be able to keep her mouth shut. Next year, though, we've already got next year kind of planned out. What we're doing is, you guys have seen A Christmas Story, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. In A Christmas Story, Ralphie's aunt gives him a pink bunny set of pajamas, okay? I found these same pajamas on eBay for $40. So next year, the 12-year-old is getting those pajamas for Christmas.
Okay? Awesome.
So she will be wearing them. There will be pictures of it, the whole thing. Now, the downside is the 7-year-old will also have to get a set because she loves pink and bunnies, and she'll be all about it, right, which will make it more tormenting for the 12-year-old because it won't just be that day that she has to wear them. the 7-year-old will want to wear them over and over again. It'll be, come on, Gabriel, let's go put on our pajamas. So, yeah. And the way it works here is, like, you do what the little one wants you to do to keep her happy. So, yeah, Gabriel's going to be in for a rough winter next year.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we're still looking forward to it. Other than that, I mean, what do you guys? I guess next weekend we're kind of talk about the new year and everything. What else we got going on? And everything. I don't really have my head together for all that, anyways. But yeah, so far it's been a really good year as far as the Christmas thing is concerned. I posted some pictures of the girls when they were babies on Facebook. So I've got a lot of, you know, my aunts have come out of the woodwork to, you know, go, you know, coo and aw and everything else. So that, it's always good to score points with your aunts and stuff. So that's how my day has been spent pretty much, and hanging out with Vanessa, watching her draw. So it's been pretty cool.
Right on. Right on, man. Well, let's get this on.
Okay. So, all right, man. So do you have any clue? I'm assuming this list of numbers, you know who it is we're calling or not calling.
Part of them.
Part of them. Okay. So what are we starting with? Who are we starting with? Or what are we doing first?
I would say just start at the top, and let's go straight through. And
do you give us any kind of clue if you have a number or not?
I have no idea, man. It's pretty much going to be, you know, just whoever wants to grab it. The first one I'll do, and we'll kind of go from there. Jason, you just I'm going to leave you in charge of dialing it, though, so that way anybody in chat room that wants to contribute new numbers for the prank calls can PM you under the co-host account, and it all kind of stays organized that way. But ultimately, the idea here is to either annoy, irritate, confuse, bewilder, or whatever, whoever we actually make contact with. So if we do actually get somebody on live, my suggestion is that each person that's on the air takes a crack at them. So when we get hung up on, we call back again, but this time it's a different voice. You see what I'm saying?
Right on, right on. So we got requests already coming in from the chat rooms. So that's pretty awesome. But the number we got requested is already on our list. So we will be getting to that person tonight. And if you want to call in and get in on this, the number is 347-989-1371. It's pretty sad that we have such a small circle of love that, you know, we all have phone numbers that we're definitely going to be calling tonight. So that's awesome. So... Right on. So yeah, man, kick it off. Let's do this thing.
Dial the first number, man. And in the meantime, while you're dialing, again, anybody who wants to participate in this, call in 347-989-1371, and we'll get you in the roundup.
Okay, I'm figuring out what the hell. So I'm putting it in. Hang on. So I'm using the dialer in the studio, right?
Yes, you're using the dialer on the studio.
Just put 6-7 in front of it, right?
*67 and then just the numbers. You don't have to put the little dashes or anything. It does it itself.
Okay.
*67-1 error code number.
Okay, so *67 and then the number.
One. Then the area code, and then the rest of the bullshit. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I'm obviously really good at this shit. Hang on a second. All right, here we go, man.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Oh, what's up with that?
Can we go off the one this time?
Oh.
Drop the one?
There's no one at the beginning. That's why. It's *67.
I didn't put the one at the beginning. I have the star.
Okay, well, when
we're trying again.
Yeah.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Yeah,
please try again.
The star is a 1.
Right on.
Let me try it again.
We lost. Okay, here we go. Yeah. In the meantime, I'm gonna pull Matt on. Okay.
All right.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
All right, try it.
Oh, this sucks.
Try it without the star 67.
The caller you have brought on the air is not recognized.
Who is this?
Hello, this is Detective John Paul. We were investigating a string of child pornography cases, and we're curious. Do you know a guy named Ron Silverman?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Well, we found your name in his computer, and we're just kind of trying to follow
that
up.
That is not me.
Are you sure? Is it possible that maybe you met him on a social website, or?
I think what you picked up might be a mistake. It's not me.
It's not you.
It's not me.
It's not you. What's your name, sir?
Cameron Amade.
Okay, Cameron. Yeah, that's the name we got in here. Maybe you work with them?
What? I don't work with them at all.
No. No Ron Silverman.
No Ron Silverman here. Sorry, guy.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, if you have any questions in regard to this phone call, give us a call back at 800-877-1691.
I'll keep that jotted down. Thanks.
Okay, so he's off the line.
Okay.
Okay, not bad. Not bad for starters.
All right. Now, Jason, it shows the numbers. So that going a couple of times thing. Actually, no. Redial the number again. This time, Matt, you're Detective, Frank Herbert or something, okay?
Okay. This is Detective Frank. What area is this we're calling?
Hang on a second. What's this guy's name? Cameron what?
Oh, I didn't hear the last name. Cameron Diaz or DMs or something. I don't know. It was a fake name from what I could tell.
Okay, and do you know who we're calling?
This is a guy who was prank calling news last night.
Really?
Yesterday.
Audio okay. Troll. Okay, all right.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
And hello?
Hello, is this Cameron?
Yes.
Hi, Cameron, this is Detective Frank Herbert. Did you receive a phone call from somebody of our, one of our precincts?
Presumably so. Yes.
Okay, this is regarding a string of child pornography we found with your name on it, including some very interesting bondage gear and midget play?
He's gone. He's gone.
I have one thing. We'll be seeing a brand new computer on eBay in the morning.
Jason, it's your turn. Same number.
Hey, you guys want cartoon voices? Give me a holler, man.
Did he hang up on us?
Yeah, well, faggot did.
Yeah, he hung up.
Okay. Hang on a second. I'm trying to get my story together. So it looks like he's in the Ukiah area. I don't want to mispronounce that. So I'm looking for something close by. I'm not finding shit on the map here. Hang on. Ukiah.
It's a California number. It's Northern California.
Okay. Right, right. Well, like, so, is there a major town in the area?
707 area code?
I'm looking.
I don't know. But before we go further, Jeanette's on the air, too, so let me get her on here.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
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 Hey. Yeah, I was excited. I'm calling in for this one. Bunch of y'all might need a girl voice.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's on the list while we're at it?
Dude, we have no idea, man. We basically took all the names off and made them all random.
Lovely.
All right.
Okay,
so
let me do this. I'm ready.
All right, everybody?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Okay. The Google Voice subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, dude, I'm not leaving a message. I know we talked about leaving a message, but what I was about to say, you know, I don't want him to have that, you know, this guy's calling from this phone number and everything else. He just said it was an agent with the FBI. I don't think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine, Ben. So we can move on to the next number then.
Okay. All right, so this is a 216 area code. Any backstory on this number?
I have nothing on this, man.
Okay.
No idea. You should, I don't know, maybe be... Matt, can you do a good Chinaman?
Oh, yes, I can do a Chinaman, yes.
Okay.
Guys in Cleveland, Ohio.
What are we doing? What is the plan?
He ordered some Chinese takeout and he's not answering his door.
Ah, okay. I can do this. I do this. Okay.
All right.
You get irate.
All right. Ready? Okay. And here we go.
Hi, you have reached Brenda. I'm sorry I'm not available at the time to take your call, but your call is important to me. If you leave me your name, phone number, and a brief message, I will return your call at my earliest convenience. Thank you, and have a marvelous day. Goodbye.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press pound when complete.
Hello. You order wonton. We have wonton. We are at your door right now. If you open the door, we got wonton. You order for $9.95. Okay. Okay, outside. It's cold. Wonton.
All right, we let her go.
All right. Awesome.
So, we call that one again, or do you want to move on?
I'd say move on. Get an answering machine. Let's move on. It's more fun when you get
all
a
right.
Live.
All
Yeah, when you get a live right. person. Okay. In the midget porn.
All right. Warren, Michigan, Mount Clemens, Michigan.
Ooh, here we go.
Matt, I'll take it. You're taking this one.
Oh, I got this one.
So we know who this is?
Yes, we do.
Yes. Yeah, we do.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, is this Paul?
Who is this?
This is Bernie McIntyre. I just wanted to wish you a happy Kwanzaa.
Bernie McIntyre.
Right. You remember me from the last show that you did, right? It was spectacular. I couldn't stop listening to it. It was amazing. Hello? Paul, are you there? Come back, Paul. Hello? Oh, dear. I think I've lost him.
Yeah, I think, yeah. He hung up, I think, man.
All right.
Wow. He didn't even hang out, man.
All right. Who wants this one?
What? You were calling that again?
We got to call back, yeah.
All right, let me... yeah, I got this one.
No.
You have reached 586-630-0303. Please leave your name and number, a short explanation of your call, and the date and time. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
Hello, Paul.
Yeah,
I'm sorry we got disconnected. Oh, I'm sorry. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, I think we have a problem here, Polly. I don't want to talk to your voicemail. I want to talk to you. You better call me back. You know who this is.
I concur. I'm his lawyer. You better call him back right away.
Help. Help. Get me tied up. No.
All right, you cut it off.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were taking that one, man. Sorry about that.
All right, so we got another California call, it looks like.
Uh-oh.
Zach,
707.
Another 707. This one should be an unfamiliar voice. I do know this number, so... Rotten, maybe?
Rotten? Oh, okay.
Yes, do it.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Who's got this one?
Me.
Okay.
Hello. You reached the Lucky Mojo Curio Company at 707-887-1521. Our regular business hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time every day. If you would like to place an order, please check out our new shopping cart at luckymojo/inventory. If you would rather send a money order, please include the items and quantities along with your name, shipping address, telephone number, and email to 6632 Kobe Road, Forestville, California, 95436.
Oh, yes. Hello there. Sitting here looking at nice little order form we just received from this number and address. And it has, you know, some really nice items. We'd like to have you talk about them if you would be willing to call back. We're looking at a few personal vibrators, a few blow-up dolls, and a few, what the fuck is this? You're into sheep? Fuck. Okay. Well, if you would please call back, we'd be mighty appreciated. Thank you. Better with a person, man. Fuck.
So, is there a backstory to this one? Is there any kind of story to this one at all?
The one we just were doing, or?
Yeah, the one we were just doing. What was the? Why are we calling Lucky Mojo?
Because that would be the mother company of the almighty Satanist. Independent his guy Naga Shiva.
Oh, is that right? Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, we gotta. I want to call that one back. Hang on a second. Okay. So.
Okay.
Let me do this real quick here.
You reached the Lucky Mojo Curio Company at 707-887-1521. Our regular business hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time every day. If you would like to place an order, please check out our new shopping cart at luckymojo/inventory. If you would rather send a money order, please include the items and quantities along with your name, shipping address, telephone number, and email to 6632 Kobe Road, Forestville, California, 95436.
Hello, yes. I ordered your bottle of Love Me oil in hopes that I would get a girl. My eyes, they hurt. They burn me. I am very upset. Your product, it is shit. It is shit. I am here to tell you your product. It is, my eyes, it still burns. I use your oil. I open the bottle. It's causing me so much pain. It burns my skin and my eyes. And I am going to sue you. I'm going to sue you. I'm so suing you. This product is shit. It is shit. And I will be coming there. It is, my eyes, we will be coming there. My brothers and my lawyers, we will be coming. My brother, he is a lawyer. He will be coming with me. He will show you the burns of my eyes. You cannot do this to people. You are very bad. Very, very bad. We are coming and we will sue. We are going to be suing. You bet. It burns. It burns so much.
All right. They're off the line.
We gotta do that one. I gotta place one more. I gotta leave a message on that one. I got a good one.
Let's do that one.
Call it right back. I got one.
Here we go.
Hello, you reached the Lucky Mojo Curio Company at 707-887-1521. Our regular business hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time every day. If you would like to place an order, please check out our new shopping cart at LuckyMojo/inventory. If you would rather send a money order, please include the items and quantities along with your name, shipping address, telephone number, and email to 6632 Covey Road, Forestville, California, 95436.
Yeah, baby, yeah. I figured you'd be the people to talk to, baby. See, I'm missing my mojo, and I was wondering if you had some for me. Anyways, give me a call back. You know who this is. Cheers. Oh, behave.
Hey, all right, and they're gone. All right. So, 216.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's see. We are calling number at Cleveland again, Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, boy.
Okay, who wants to go with this?
Is it tentacle time?
No.
No, we're not there yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But
I forget where that person was.
That's a 608.
Oh, okay, that's right. Okay.
Right, I got this one.
So, you got this one? Okay, all right, here we go, man.
Okay.
You have reached 216624082. Please leave your message after the tone. Press pound when complete.
Hey, man. Pick up the phone, man. Come on, man. It's Christmas, man. I need a fix. Hey, man. Come on, man. Pick up the phone, man. Fuck, man.
Okay.
His rug, it really tied the room together.
Dude, do you know who that was, man?
Who?
I don't know. I don't know. Do you know who you're calling?
No, I have no idea. It wasn't
no idea. Okay. Okay. Do we want to call? We don't want to call the voicemail back again, do we?
No. Let's move along.
Okay.
All
right. Moving on. Hang on a second. All right. So we got a number in, let's see, the Minneapolis College of Art and Design.
Interesting.
But number shows up as, wait. This guy's got a whole, hang on a second. This Gilbert Coleman?
The hell?
Let me take this one. I have an idea.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me go ahead and bring it up. Okay. We might be able to have some fun with Gilbert Coleman. He's got his resume online. Hang on. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Gilbert, is that you?
Who is this?
We were at that party together, and you took me home, and I don't know what happened. I woke up, and I was naked, and I was tied to a bed, and I had marks all over me.
Who is this?
I just found your phone number because I took a pregnancy test and it's positive. How could you do this to me?
This is not funny, whoever you are.
Funny? What do you think is funny?
All right.
Oh, he dropped off the line.
Oh, that was awesome.
Okay. All right, we got to call this guy back. Yeah. He gets a call from a pregnant chick, and she says,
on Christmas.
Yeah, hang on a second. I got this.
Unwrap that, will you? Okay, I got this.
All right? All right, here we go.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Log.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Coleman, what the fuck, man? My sister calls you up on Christmas night. She finds out that you knocked her up, you sick son of a bitch. After the shit you pulled, after the shit you did to her, you fucking hang up your fucking phone. You know what? I got your fucking address right here, 150 East 26th Street. You think you can hide, Gilbert? Huh? You think that's what the fuck's up? You think that's what's going on? You knocked my sister up after you did that shit? What did you put in her drink, man? What the fuck, man? You better watch your ass. That's all I got to say. You better watch your ass. That's what's coming down, man, because this is bullshit. She was going to try to work something out with you, man, but you fucked up. All right, you dropped the line. He's off the line.
Oh, great. That was great. I love his answer when he said, you have reached log. What the hell?
It sounded like the answering machine had a speech impediment.
Right? Oh, man. That was brilliant. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Both you guys, good job.
Palm River, Florida?
Yeah, that's a certain bald fan of ours.
Oh,
we
got
this
one.
This is...
Oh, okay. Sorry. Took me a second.
All right, so this obviously can't be me or Jason, so who's got it?
Let's see.
You know, I could call Ron up and let him know that it's fucked up that one of my girls goes over to his house. He calls for a girl. He says he wants the girl to be over there, and she stands outside his door knocking and shit, and the little pansy bitch won't answer the fucking door. What the fuck is wrong with that kind of idiot? A fag? Is he in there jerking off? Does he think it's fucking funny? He's doing this shit for kicks?
Yeah, I don't know if he'd recognize my voice or not if I was doing that.
Yo. Before we get into that, we've got a caller on the air. So hold on. 484, you're on the news.
Hey guys, it's Sarah. I just wanted to say that what you did to my ex-boyfriend just now was brilliant because something just like that happened to him 2 years ago.
Oh.
And thank you for making my Christmas wonderful.
Well, Merry Christmas.
I could do that.
Awesome. All right, before we get into this next one, I just wanted to mention to anybody in the chat room that's making requests, because we're getting a lot of requests over here. We will get to your requests, so just hang in there. All right,
I think I got one for Ron.
You got one for Ron? Okay.
I think I got one
for Ron.
Are
we ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready? All right, here we go.
All right.
Uh, actually, dude, that was the wrong number. That was the one we called prior.
Oh, was it? My bad, my bad, my bad. Didn't answer the phone.
All right. That's okay. I would have cut in.
I'm drinking. My bad. Okay, you ready to go?
Ready.
Here we go. Okay, I'm 4-1. Here it comes.
I would have cut in.
Drinking. My bad. Okay, you ready to go?
How's it going? I'm laying down. I'm like, I bet those motherfuckers are up to something. So I get on, I click on, no shit, 5 minutes before, and I hear Ron's name. I went, oh, those bastards, what are they up to? And I'm looking, like, oh, Frank Collins. All right, here we go. How you guys doing?
All right. All right.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, then Merry Christmas to you guys. Did you have fun?
Nice. Can't pull a fast one on Ron, eh?
No. Sorry, guys. I called my witchy coolers. They told me all about you. Nah. Hey, guys.
Nice.
Have a fun night.
No, he's our biggest right. fan. So he's listening.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
All right, so we're hanging up on Ron? All right.
Yeah.
All right, he's gone. Oh. Yeah, that'd been nice.
Oh, well, that was good. That was good to get one back.
Yeah. Yeah, he got us. Hey, that's us on his phone.
Yeah.
All right. So, moving down the list, right?
Okay.
386 area code. Let me find out where that's at.
I already know who it is.
Who is this? 308?
This is the, 386. This is the Queen of Satanism, boys and girls.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, really? 386-341-8486 coming back as Jack's Marine Repair and Maintenance?
What?
Yeah.
Her husband.
Yeah?
The old guy, the Chris,
oh,
nice. Chris Kringle-looking guy.
Awesome.
Okay, who's got it?
Should I take it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, all right. All right.
Tarot reading.
Okay.
Here we go. And here we go.
Hello.
Bill?
Yes.
I know you're Hello. Santa Claus.
You what?
Did you get my letter? Santa? I wanted a fire truck.
Okay.
I didn't get a fire truck for Christmas, Santa. Is Santa Claus there?
Yeah.
How come, Santa, how come I didn't get my fire truck?
Oh, he hung up. He must be kind of desperate for work unless that's his home phone, you know? It's almost midnight. He's answering his repair shop phone. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too. It's like, wow.
I should have said something like my fire truck needed repair. I was thinking about it. So,
you got anything else for... What did you say his name was Bill?
Do
you got anything else for Bill, or are we moving on?
I can't move on.
They're
the type to
say. Yeah.
Oh, man. What are we doing? Moving on?
Move on. Yeah, the next one's the one everybody's been waiting for. I think Groton, actually.
608 area code. And I think Dark Fool wants this one. Is that right?
Mr. Tentacles? Sure.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, and here we go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Derek Deshaw.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Mr. Deshaw. This is Bob Hodge from the Tabernacle of Jehovah's Witnesses. We were wondering if you had received the Word of Christ in your life and in your family's life. Please give me a call back at area code 555-313-4201, and we would like to discuss your plans for the afterlife. Thank you.
Okay. There you go.
You know, I'm a little disappointed because Zach was supposed to be here in this show. He was supposed to bring with him Blackwood's phone number, and unfortunately, that's one we don't have. So.
Damn
it.
So, does anybody else want to leave Derek a voicemail, or are we going to move on?
Yeah, move on.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, hang on a second. This is a 202 area code, which is located in, let's see. Anybody know who this might be?
Actually, if I'm right, this is the Vatican in the United States.
What? Contact information.
What? Oh, I got to take this one.
All right, all right. I think we all want a shot at this one, so let's
oh,
go.
Yes,
God.
You do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so who wants to take the first shot?
Let Matt go first, because
first.
He's all freaking all
right.
Antsy all right. Up there.
Matt's going first?
All right, we got this.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Thank you for calling the Apostolic Nunciatur. Our receptionist is available 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you know the extension number of the person whom you are calling for, please enter it now. To leave a general message, please remain on the line.
After the tone, please leave your name, telephone number, the name of the person you are trying to reach, and a brief message.
Calling the Apostolic Nunciatur. Our receptionist is available from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you know the extension number of the person whom you are calling for, please enter it now. To leave a general message, please remain on the line.
After the tone, please leave your name, telephone number, the name of the person you are trying to reach, and a brief message.
Hello there. My wife and I were just in Mass this afternoon, and we came home to find that our son was completely crying, saying the priest had, words he had used had touched him in a very naughty place. I don't know what kind of scam you are trying to run there, but this is way out of line, and I feel as if whoever the fuck the priest was who did this should not only be let go, but should probably drown himself in the fucking holy water. I hope that this is not something that all your priests do, and certainly hope that all of you go to hell. Merry fucking Christmas.
All right.
Ouch.
Okay, so this is apparently the number of Archbishop Gabriel Montalvo. Montalvo.
Oh, last number.
I'm not one.
Last number,
this,
man.
I'm
what
did
you say? Apostolic
this.
Ninjas? What the hell is that? I mean,
yeah.
That's what it sounds like
no
to me. Apostolic ninjas.
Dude.
That's
Matt. Matt. You know what my voice sounded like? Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh, dude, I can do it, Gilbert Godfrey, man. Hi, how's everyone doing on the news today? I was just wondering, what's going on?
All right, you want Gilbert? Who should I Gilbert?
Well, hang on, let me call this Archbishop back. Let me do my thing. And,
oh, okay.
Well, let me do this again. Okay, so hang on a second. This is same line, same number. We're leaving messages.
Thank you for calling the Apostolic Nunciatur. Our receptionist is available from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Ninja Tour.
Monday through Friday. If you know the extension number of the person whom you are calling for, please enter it now. To leave a general message, please remain on the line.
After the tone, please leave your name, telephone number, the name of the person you are trying to reach, and a brief message.
Hello, Gabriel. I know it says this is a general message, and so if you're listening to this, if you're a secretary or something, you might want to just pause the message now and get Gabriel on the line. So let me give you a second. Okay, so hopefully that was enough time. Gabriel, look, I had a wonderful time last week, so I don't want you to feel bad or anything. We had a great time, and it was beautiful, the whole thing. And I wouldn't be calling. I wouldn't even know who to call because I know we kind of met at that club, and it was kind of random, and it just kind of happened, and that's fine. That was a good time and everything. I don't want you to feel bad. But, I found your card in the bedroom, and so I thought it was, this is my responsibility. I wanted to call you and let you know. I went to the doctor about a little something and got it checked out and everything, and I don't know if it was with me or with you. We're not playing the blame game here. I just think you should go and get yourself checked out. So just make sure, you go to the doctor, and you don't want to wait on this, Gabe. You really don't want to wait. You want to make sure you get this taken care of as soon as possible, okay? And, hey, if you want to call me, I know I gave you my number, and I know I haven't heard from you in a week, so I don't know. Maybe something to do with your job. I don't know. But we had a good time, and I really would like you to call me back because it was just I thought we had fun. But hopefully this little thing, it doesn't change anything, doesn't put anything off, and just get yourself checked out. A shot should clear it right up, okay? It shouldn't be any problem whatsoever, and it was fun. Thanks. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, he's off the line.
All right. I want to have a turn.
Oh,
wow.
That was one of the best ones yet. Oh, that was good.
You want to crack that one? Jeanette,
yeah,
you want to go with that one?
All right.
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay,
here we go. Archbishop Gabe.
Thank you for calling the Apostolic Nunciatur. Our receptionist is available from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you know the extension number of the person whom you are calling for, please enter it now. To leave a general message, please remain on the line.
After the tone, please leave your name, telephone number, the name of the person you are trying to reach, and a brief message.
I found this number, and some stuff has happened. It's my boyfriend, and he's done some things, and I just found out about him, and I just need to talk to somebody. And I heard that, like, when it comes to confession, like, you can't tell anybody anything. And considering the legalities of what I had to say, I figured this would be the best way to get it off my chest. So I was wondering what time that confession starts. I'll be there in the morning. Thanks. Bye.
All right.
Awesome.
Awesome. All right. Hey, we got Dead in the chat room saying that we should call up and ask a fucking ad in the paper about the Ninja Tour.
Oh man. Actually, I was thinking along the same lines. When we were like, I was going to be like, yeah, I'll tell you what, don't call us.
Do we need to call again?
Do we need to? I think. Why not?
Hey, we're going to be calling Mr. Fred Phelps at the Westboro Baptist
Fred
Church.
Fred Phelps?
Really? Seriously?
Oh. Dude, I got to take this one.
Do we want to call Mr. Phelps?
I think we should call Mr. Phelps.
We really need to all ask around that old fuck. Really, we need to all, you know, just run a train on the old guy and have a good time doing it.
Who's taking this one?
I think my gay friend Billy should take this one.
What?
I think my gay friend Billy should take this one.
Okay, so is your gay friend Billy you? Is that what you're saying? Because you're confusing me.
It's not me. It's my gay friend Billy, but he have a lot of questions. If you know what I mean about
all right,
sexuality.
All right, let's go ahead and bring the line.
It's not me.
Okay, let's bring up Mr. Phelps. Hang on a second.
Okay,
dialing. Doing something.
Me? Yeah. Is it ringing?
Try it again. Hang on. Okay, here we go.
We got it on there twice?
Yeah, one of them dropped. It's trying to do something. Hang on, now the other one will let me drop it.
Hang on, I'll get it off of here.
All right.
Here we go. All right.
Okay, let's try one more time.
Well,
on the screen.
All right, go ahead. And then after that, we got another caller, so.
Well, go ahead, bring him up now.
All right. Green Bastard, you're on the news.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
You want us to hold while you take that? I hear the phone ringing in the background. You want us to hold real quick, or what's going on?
Personal question. Do you have a question?
Okay, are you going to pose your question? What's going on, man?
What happened to your queer party friends?
Our queer party friends?
Oh. Nice soundboard.
Were they trying to intimidate me with their attitude?
Yeah. Wow.
The questions that I was called here to answer.
You can't handle the truth.
Do you have any other questions for me?
Who is this?
Colonel Nathan R. Jessup.
Nathan R. Jessup, yeah. How you doing, Colonel? What's that?
Are we clear?
Oh, we're clear.
I sell propane and propane accessories.
Dang it, Dale.
I'm Hank Hill.
That boy ain't right.
Bobby.
Dang it, Bobby. You're the son of Satan.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself?
Yes. Yes, I am. I repent.
Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you think, baby.
What the hell?
I'm sorry, sir.
But,
please,
you know,
Daddy, I'll do better.
What's wrong with you? How does that sound for change?
You ain't them two boys that have been a-whacking into my tool shed.
What are you, turning into some kind of feminist? Son, you're teasing the gorilla in the monkey house. That's what the white man calls him. So, are you Chinese or Japanese?
Oh, I'm just a little bit of a flower person. It's okay. We'll talk next time.
I'm going to kick your ass.
You promise? Is it going to feel
like
good
that.
And happy?
Shut the hell up.
No, please don't tell me that again. No.
Shut the hell up.
Stop it! Stop whining!
I've got the strangest feeling someone's going to kick his ass. Why are you always asking me that?
I'm ready to go.
Okay,
ahead.
Let's
All right.
Yeah,
I'm bored.
There you go.
All right, let's try Mr. Phelps one more time on this line, and then we'll move on.
All right.
Okay. So it says it's dialing. But I hear nothing.
I sell propane and propane accessories.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Westboro Baptist Church. The ministry of the Westboro Baptist Church centers around obedience to the commandments of God and his promise to bless you if you will obey him and curse you if you will not. If you are a member of the media or are seeking an interview, press 1. If you would like general information about the Westboro Baptist Church, press 2. If you would like the time of our service and our address, press 3. If you are an American patriot, press 4. If you are in the armed forces or are calling in support of the armed forces, press 5. If you are calling about gay rights, press 6. If you call yourself a preacher or a Christian, press 7. If you are a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Jew, or any other religious system, press 8. If you are calling for any other reason, you have 10 seconds to get your message across. If it is something that is worthy of responding to, leave your phone number. Otherwise, go to the websites and send us an email. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm not sure if I heard a beep.
Thank you for calling the Westboro Baptist Church.
Good.
The ministry of the Westboro Baptist Church centers around obedience to the commandments of God and
what
his promise to bless you if you will obey him and curse you if you will not.
Oh,
if you are
ever.
A member of the media,
press the number for gay rights. Try that one.
If you would like general information about the Westboro Baptist Church, press 2. If you would like the time of our service and our address, press 3. If you are an American patriot, press 4.
American.
If you are in the armed forces or are calling in support of the armed forces, press 5. If you are calling about gay rights, press 6. If you call yourself a preacher or a Christian, press 7.
Yeah.
If you are a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Jew, or any other religious system, press 8. If you are calling for any other reason, you have 10 seconds to get your message across. If it is
or just loop the fucking message.
Of responding to, leave your phone number. Otherwise, go to the websites and send us an email. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Westboro Baptist Church. The Westboro Baptist Church centers around obedience.
Dude, even their answering machine is hypocritical.
Bless you if you will obey him, and curse you if you will not. If you are a member of the media or are seeking an interview, press 1. If you would like general information about the Westboro Baptist Church, press 2. If you would like the time of our service and our address, press 3. If you are an American patriot, press 4. If you are in the armed forces or are calling in support of the armed forces, press 5. If you are calling about gay rights, press 6. If you call yourself a preacher or a Christian, press 7. If you are a...
Yeah.
All right, I don't see a way for us to select the... yeah. Damn.
Kind of
fucked
up that they don't actually let you leave a message.
I know, right? So you have 10 seconds to leave a message. And then
those options just killed me. I was like, this is a hysterical thing. See, if you're an American patriot,
you're an American patriot.
I was like, wow.
What the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell does that mean? Like, what are they saying with that? If you're a patriot, like, what?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was great.
So let's see here. Let me pull another number.
Wait, no, hold on. We got a return call here, so go ahead and bring them on. 7-7, you're on the news.
All right, get some dubstep in here. The system is down. The system is down.
All right. So, and there's another, looks like another shot at the Westboro Baptist Church, different phone number. So, try it again. Different.
How many phone numbers do these assholes have?
Quite a few, man.
Oh my God. Let's see what this one does. You have 10 seconds to get off my property.
This is the best message I've ever got. Yeah, something like that.
Perhaps Gilbert Godfrey would like to interview the Westboro Baptist Church.
So call is failed or not answered.
Oh,
that sucks. Damn.
Right.
I had a few questions.
757. Let me see what that is. Hampton Roads. Belly dance.
Oh,
who?
I know.
Transcendental dance.
This is connected to a website called Poison Apple.
Oh,
it's a Lynn Jones.
So, who wants this one?
Okay.
Who's she not going to recognize?
Here's what we do. Derek calls. Derek calls. He's leaving his wife. He's moving there with her.
You want me to, okay, as Derek. All right. This can work. I'm leaving my wife. I'm going.
All right, ready?
What city is this? What city, state?
Hang on a second. Okay, what was that? What was the question?
Okay, so what city, state is she in?
Okay, looking it up. Celtic Cthulhu Grotto. It's actually a number for a Celtic Cthulhu Grotto.
Oh my god.
Not finding it. Hang on, let me.
She's in Virginia. She's in Virginia.
Virginia, okay.
She's
right.
In Virginia?
Okay.
Okay. Chesapeake.
All right, just okay. Chesapeake, Virginia.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. All right, and here we go. Failed.
Stop.
Try it again.
Just like their lives.
This is Allison. I can't get to the phone. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To send a fax, press 4 now. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hello, Allison. This is Metris Satanus, the Chisimus of the Cthulhu cult, and High Priest. I'm having a terrible time with my wife right now, and I was wondering if I could take a road trip to see you. I'm a bit shaken up, not gonna lie, and things have just been getting out of hand. So, if you can call me back, and so we can, I just need to get out for a little bit, and I guess that's it. Yeah, Cthulhu Fatagin.
Right on. So... that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Does anybody want to call Allison back?
No, I think we've still got a couple of numbers on our page, and then there were, I know of at least two requests myself, so.
We got a suggestion to call the White House.
Wow. No. No.
And
no.
The gay lesbian hotline. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Okay, so let me pull up the next number here. Hang on a second. This is in Austin, Texas. Or somewhere abouts. Let's see. I'm Googling all these phone numbers, by the way, to see if I can figure out, you know, what the hell. And this one looks like it's going to give me no help. So I don't know who this is. Here we go. Austin, Texas.
This could potentially be Beehive's ex.
So
who is this?
We got a 448-512-448. See if we can get some confirmation in the chat room before we move forward here. Lehigh in the chat, yeah. And if it is Lehi's ex, what do we do?
Oh, it's his brother.
It's his brother.
No, this is the number he gave me first thing earlier, not the latest one that he gave me. So this should be his ex.
This should be his ex.
Yeah.
All right. What are we doing with Lehi's ex?
That's a good question.
What's her boyfriend's name? Lehi, type her boyfriend's name. Is it Paul?
Yeah, I think
so. I got something for this.
All right.
Okay, hang on a second.
Oh, wait, it's 6073 is his brother.
So we got the 512-448 number is... Okay.
I'm guessing Vanessa.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Aww.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try.
So Lehi's girlfriend couldn't keep her cell, or Lehi's ex couldn't keep her cell phone on. That's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Too bad we can't make international calls.
512-413 is Lehi's brother.
6073.
No.
I didn't want to read his whole number on the line, on the air there.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's a different one. I sent you it in private message, Lehi's brother.
Okay. I got a whole bunch of. I didn't get the private message. I got some other stuff on there. All right, but the 512-413. And this also Austin, and there's a call on line 757. Who's that?
That would be Allison Jones, actually.
Oh well. Do we want to pick that up, or what are we doing
sure.
with that?
Yeah.
Might as well. Yeah. All right.
757,
you're on the ooze. What's on your brain?
Well, I'm trying to figure out why you guys are blowing up my phone, because I did have you stored in my phone. So if this was the prank call attempt, it was an epic fail.
Oh, you didn't hear the answer message?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear anything. I just knew, like, I was enthralled to passion, and the phone was blowing up, and I was like, "Who the fuck is trying to call me? What?"
Oh, well, enjoy the answer message.
Yeah,
it's
enjoy it.
You.
Oh, there's a voicemail I should listen to? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Later.
So I'm glad that our friends are so, you know, so understanding. That's kind of awesome that they, you know, they take it in stride. They must be used to it, I guess. Maybe that's it.
Well, she knows,
yeah.
She took it in stride. She not only take it in stride, but fake it in stride.
But
all right, Jason.
I like that. It's an epic fail. But we actually, the call went through. We did leave a message, and everybody on the ooze heard it. So you know, it seemed pretty entertaining at the time.
Yeah.
So she just failed to answer the damn phone.
That's epic fail.
512. Yeah. 512. Is this somehow also connected to Lehi's ex or what?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I got this. If it's...
it's the potential other number.
Another possible number. Okay.
The number you dialed is not a working number. Please check the number and dial again.
El número que marcó no está en...
Embarrassing.
The boyfriend
wow.
you tried to dial is not a working boyfriend.
Wow, you know what? I mean, and you know what? Here's the thing. You know, we can't prank her. We can't call her up and leave a prank call or anything. But it, you know, apparently, I can go ahead and just say her fucking full name. Vanessa Hutchinson, something of that nature. It's sad.
Okay.
Keep your damn cell phone on. You know what I mean? You got two of them, and you know, you get with a new guy.
and you're thinking, okay, my life's going to be rocking now because I'm with a new guy and we're going to be able to take care of one another. And no, you can't even keep your goddamn fucking phone on. So way to trade down. That's all fucked up. So
All right.
So we got another number here. 239-321. And this
okay,
is the
now,
last number on the list I have on Facebook, man.
Yes, and this one I definitely cannot do. But Jason, this would be the ex-host of this radio.
You're the ex-co-host of San Diego, is that what you said?
You're going to call Gino? All right, dude. Your PC's got this?
No, I'm saying I can't do this one. He'll recognize my voice instantly.
Can't do this one.
But I would say if Bobo would do this one like she did Sarah's ad.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Okay. All right.
All right. You ready? The guy's name is Gino, right? Okay.
Gino? All right.
Gino. Florida. So, ready?
Yeah.
Dude, do you know what club you used to go to?
Yeah. Neon or Club Neo?
Neo?
Neo. Alright. Okay, here we go. Dialing it up. Call failed. What's up with that?
Yeah, must mean.
I was going to say, I was like, what's that noise?
Or
you guys, it was a failure.
It was an epic fail.
Epic fail.
Hello?
Gino, is that you?
Hello,
Gino?
No, you have the wrong number.
All right, well, this is the number I have. I'm just trying to talk to my baby's daddy. I mean, like, he picked me up in a club like 3 years ago, and he's never called.
I hung up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I wasn't thinking
you're
about
fine.
It. I hung up.
No, that's
you're fine.
That lady didn't sound anything like anybody I know that's related to him or whatever.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. More likely, Gina's got a new phone number, and that phone number's been recycled.
So,
right.
How do you know that wasn't
yeah.
the baby mama?
All right. So we're at the bottom of our normal list, right?
Yeah, that was it. That was the last number on the list. 347-99-1371, if you want to call in, if you've got a phone number. I got this. Jay, I got some dude. He's got the 24-hour STD hotline.
Okay.
Dude, maybe I should call in as Gilbert Free.
I've got three requests with phone numbers. One of them, Sammy, she'll have to put the number back in chat or send it private message. Lehigh will have to do the same thing again with his brother's number. And then a guy named Paul Mann gave me a number, and he wants us to prank Johnny, or John or Vinny. So I can dial this one.
Yo, my cousin Vinny.
Yeah, I'll dial this one, Jess. And
all right. Who's taking
Matt,
it? Matt? Okay.
Well, okay, do we know this guy or no?
No idea.
No idea?
No idea.
Okay.
Do the China guy again.
Okay. Oh, in front of, in
right.
front of, okay, got it. Let's do it.
Here we go.
Mario's, can I help you?
Hello. You order wonton?
No, we're closed.
Oh,
wait, are we open now? What'd you ask me?
I have order for wonton at my restaurant. I in front right now.
Wait, start over. I'm closed right now.
Oh, okay. I have order for wonton soup. You order from my restaurant.
Where's your restaurant?
The corner, Fifth and Sox.
We ordered what did we order?
You order a wonton. From my
a
restaurant.
Wine gun?
No, wonton.
Wonton? Who ordered wonton?
Wonton.
There's no one here that ordered wonton.
Okay. I in front right now.
No, I'm closed.
But I open. It's over for me.
A wine gun?
Wine
really
gun?
Italian.
No, wonton.
That was good.
So,
hey, that's another request in chat, actually. Pastor Stan Harris.
Stan Harris? Okay.
Yeah, pastor.
And then we got, Lehi wants us to call Paul, so TC, you got that number?
Yeah, I have, actually, it's Sammy wants us to call Paul. And, yes, I do have it. Do you want me to put it in there?
Well, who do you... So we're calling Paul. Okay. We can do whatever, man. And who is this guy? What are we calling him about?
This is her boyfriend, and we're just calling Bust His Chops.
We're going to call what? Just Bust His Chops. Okay, so...
Sammy's
boyfriend. Okay.
Actually... Okay. If Jeanette does goes ahead and does what she did with Sarah's ex, that's funny as hell.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's got this one?
Jeanette.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Paul, is that you?
Yes.
I've been looking for your number for 3 years online. You picked me up at a party, and you drugged me. I know you did, and the reason why is because I woke up, I was chained to a bed, I had marks all over my body, but okay, fine, you know, whatever, you're some kind of fucking freak, that's cool. But you have a three-year-old son that you don't know. And you need to know him. This is...
What are you talking about?
This is your... Hello?
Yeah, what are you talking about? That has never happened.
That never happened. That never happened. That's your response. That never happened. Really? Well, you know what? When I get a paternity test to prove that you are the father, I guess it did happen, right?
Perfect. Do that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. You're crazy.
I'm crazy.
That might have happened with
someone
that's
crazy. The stuff that you did to me.
I have never drugged anybody in my entire life, so therefore I know you are lying.
Never drugged anyone. Oh, I'm sorry. If that's how you want to play this, we'll play it that way. That's all right. I see how you are.
Yep. I mean, maybe somebody else did it, but it wasn't me. Sorry.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll let the lawyers work that out.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
Okay. So,
yeah, I'm Dr. Phil. Now, I understand. Oh, geez.
Just
now, you drugged this young lady. How did that make you feel?
Sam, you wanted to let Paul in on what's going on?
Yeah, go ahead.
And we got a request from a prophetess supreme that sounds pretty cool. So I want to see what Tammy says real quick first, and then we'll get to that. But hang on a second here. Okay, so now this sounds. Maybe we'll do this, and then we'll get back to Sammy. She wants us. This person wants us to call the Eagles Lodge. It's a bar. She would like Jeanette to ask why her baby's daddy, John Vames, hasn't brought her kids any presents, and then ask
John
for
Vames.
The whore. Yeah. Then you're going to ask for the
John
whore.
Vames.
Okay. Right. You'll get
All right.
redneck reaction. Okay. So we're going to do this one. Okay. So we're calling
right.
Eagles Lodge. We're going to ask for ask why John Vane hasn't brought your kids any presents, and then ask for the whore. So
okay,
I'm kind of curious to see what'll happen with this shit. So here we go.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually taking notes.
Call failed.
Okay, call failed. Call failed. Hang on. Try it again.
Yeah.
Wait. Something happened.
It is dialing.
Oh, they're closed. Okay. All right, never mind about that. The club is closed or the bar is closed. Okay, so this is what I was thinking. And Sammy said that she would call her boyfriend and let him know that, I don't know, whatever. I was thinking we'd call him again. I'd give him the riot act, and as he's denying the whole fucking thing, I would ask him if he knows a Sammy. And then let him in on it. You know what I mean? So, you know,
yeah,
right there.
That works.
So that right on the news live.
Yeah, we'll wait on that because.
So what? Did Sammy already do it or already call him and tell him that hey, it was just the goose fucking with him? So.
I'm just waiting to see if she wants us to call him back or not. She seemed to seemed like she thought he might be a little bit upset. So.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry, poor guy.
Now we got Lehi wants us to call somebody. Did Lehi want us to call somebody?
Yeah, Lehi wants us to call his brother, but I don't have the number anymore. I sent you a private message, but God knows if your private message has been anything like mine, it's hard to find anything in it now.
Yeah. So while we appreciate the vigor of our fans, the enthusiasm is awesome. we're a little backlogged. So, and you know, it's okay. Here we are. You guys, okay, we're calling, we're making prank calls, ha ha ha, fun and games and everything else. You know, other Sundays, we actually talk about serious shit. Where are all you bastards then? I want to know, you know, why are you calling in then? What's up? So, that's all right, though. We're having fun. What about the pastor? Okay. Somebody said something. That's right. We got that number for the pastor. I don't know if I copied that or not. Hang on a second.
All right. Either way, I've got Lehi's.
So, yeah, I got this number. You got the number from Lehi?
Yes, but Lehi says he's not ready yet. So.
Okay, so we got a pastor's number, and this guy tried to recruit somebody's cousin into the church.
Niece. Recruit within quotations.
Right. Was this in the main chat? Yeah, this was in the
yes,
there it is. There it is. Neat. Okay. So this was. He's a pervert. All right. The priest is a pervert. Stan Harris. So, how do we want to do this one? Who wants it? Anybody?
I'm trying to think here. I can't come up with anything that'd be any good. I mean, nothing that wouldn't get us hung up on immediately.
Let me call him.
You got this? All right.
All right, let me call this.
Hi, you reached the voicemail box of Stan Harris. I'm unavailable to take this call at this time, but if you'll kindly leave a name, number, and a brief message, I'll return the call just as soon as I can. Thank you. Have a good day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Yeah, Pastor Harris, obviously I know your name and I've got your phone number, so I know quite a bit about you. I also know that you're trying to pick up some of the young women that are associated with your church, that you may have actually even engaged in some inappropriate behavior with these young women, and we're just getting sick and tired of it. We're getting tired of your bullshit. We're getting tired of the way you treat the women in this church. We're getting tired of you, frankly. I'm putting you on, you know, alert, basically. I'm here to let you know that the case is mounting, okay? And if I find out that you mess with my cousin again, the way you tried to mess with her, it's on, motherfucker. I don't care if we're at church or not. It'll go down right there. Right there in the house of the Lord, I will kick your ass. It will be a righteous ass kicking. That's what it'll be. You leave my fucking cousins alone. You leave my sisters alone. You just leave those fucking girls alone. I'm just here to let you know.
If you are satisfied with your message, press.
Yeah, I'm satisfied with my message.
Nice.
We are so getting this Blog Talk Radio account suspended indefinitely.
So I don't, and I got a request. Hang on a second. I don't have this person's number. I don't have. Somebody's asking me to tattoo a former, or not to call a former tattoo client here. So don't have the number. I guess I just told them on the air too. I don't have to type it out. All right. So 15 minutes left
all out of phone numbers. The phone number to call in, by the way, if you'd like to call in and prank the ooze, the phone number to call is 347-989-1371. Did Lehigh give you another number, man?
He did. I don't think he's been able to find his brother, though. He says his brother's missing in action. He's got the phone.
Okay.
Oh, dude, Sammy's boyfriend is kind of mad.
What's that?
Sammy's boyfriend is kind of mad.
Well, Sammy, I'm afraid, and if you haven't figured this out yet, you've got some fucked up friends on the internet, and that's what we have fucked up friends.
Tell him I'm sorry. It's a joke.
She can tell him that I'm...
Don't apologize on behalf of your 3-year-old son, okay? He needs to pay for his kids.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Rupees did not give you a license to get anybody you want pregnant. Oh, wait a second.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Jeanette, I'm sorry about that one night. Yeah, I just never drugged anybody like that. Never do it again. You know. Give my regards to our young son. I might have done it too. I just don't remember.
Yeah, I might have drugged you, but I drugged myself too, so it's all good.
Yeah, exactly.
Is Paul okay? Is he super pissed? How bad is it?
Oh,
he's never getting laid again.
Yeah.
Awesome. Lehigh, you're running out of time, buddy, and I don't know if we've got any other requests, but...
Oh, see,
I'm probably
somebody in the chat room is sitting there. He sees a silver lining in Sammy's relationship breakup. He's oh, no, Sammy, that's unfortunate. Wow, I thought maybe there was gonna be a happy ending to this story.
What?
The only happy ending to that story is that there is a child support check in the mail.
Child support. Don't get me started on that. If I knew I was going to be paid for that pussy on a layaway plan, I would have thought twice.
Exactly.
And don't forget, dude. Don't forget the cost of the chloroform, too. Don't forget to add that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quit your case of herpes. That's rough, man. Jeez. I don't know. We could revisit. We got about 10 minutes left. We could revisit one of the numbers we've already called. We can... bullshit for fucking 10 minutes.
I'm probably going to get some shit from Allison online. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, man, that was awesome. I love that.
I figure the one and only time we got doxed today was Ronald French. That's
Ronald French, man. That was
Yeah. He handed us our ass pretty effectively. Hey, what's up? It was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, big props to Ron French for being an avid listener and knowing what the hell was coming. That's pretty cool.
It's all in good fun. And if anybody who doesn't have a sense of humor, you know, well, they can bite me. It was all for fun. I mean, what else do you do on Christmas night? Everything's fucking closed.
I know.
Yeah, if you're...
Even when they try to order wonton.
Everybody's trying to get a one, John.
Yeah, if you're on the internet talking about the shit we do and doing the things we do and you don't have a sense of humor, you're in the wrong game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You take yourself way too seriously.
Yeah, well, no, it's definitely, you have to be able to laugh at yourself, and you also have to be able to let stuff just slide off your back, or else, you know, you get defeated pretty quickly.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to get retaliated against by some apostolic ninjas.
Oh, that's...
First time, I heard that, I was like, did he call the wrong fucking number? What that was that?
We're calling ninjas. Yeah, what's up with this? We're calling ninjas. So next weekend, next Sunday, we're still screwing around. We're not actually doing the take action bit. What we talked about last week was just drinking on the line. Oh, there's a couple of things here. Let's see, 81276. Oh, I shouldn't read the number. Have your female host. That's how she's referring to you, Jeanette. Ask if she could get information on roller derby, then ask if you have to be a lesbian to play or some lesbians would do her if she joined. Okay.
Oh, I like that.
We're calling her roller derby, and you're going to ask about getting being involved, participating, and then you're going to ask if you have to be a lesbian or if some lesbians will have sex with you if you actually get involved. And you can get out again. Are we down?
Oh,
yeah, that'll work.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Okay, Jeanette's on. You're on this, right?
Yeah, I've got this.
Jeanette. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Oh, call fail. Let me try it again.
Epic fail?
Call epic fail, yeah. You know, it's problematic when people in their 40s, you know, try to use the whole teen lingo.
Hey, you've reached Michelle, a.k.a. Helen Hazard, with the Terrors of Tiny Towns Roller Derby. We're currently practicing on Wednesday nights at the Columbus Skateland from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Saturday practices are at assorted locations somewhere around Columbus. Stay tuned to our Facebook page for that location. All other callers, please leave your name and telephone number after the tone, and I will call you back as soon as I can get to the phone. Thanks, and have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yeah, I had a few questions. I was wondering how you could join the roller derby and what you had to do to be a member of it. And then I was also wondering, do you have to be a lesbian to be in the roller derby? And will lesbians have sex with me if I join? Anyways, my number is 555-684-1347. Call me back. Thanks.
Nice. Awesome. So we got a caller the last 5 minutes of the show. Let me go ahead and 812. Anybody know who this is?
Yeah, it's Roller Derby.
What? That's the Roller Derby person?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. They went
to the news. Hello?
I thought it was a candle.
Oh, they dropped. All right. That's lame. Okay. So we got about 5 minutes left. I wanted to talk about the next show next week. I'm not sure exactly how all this is going to work out. I think we talked last week about drinking, having some sort of drinking game. I'm trying to think of what would be an appropriate drinking game. And maybe we'll be logged into Tiny Chat on Sin at the same time. So that'll be going on. So you'll be able to catch the show either, you know, on the Use or on Sin. I'm not sure. I want to say that we bullshit for an hour or 2 hours, and that every time a particular word is said, everybody drinks a shot. Or the person
I like
the
that
word
idea.
Oh, dude.
Okay. But what we're doing
I
think, Sorrel, you've got an unfair advantage over all of us, man.
No, because we can do it this way. So we're gonna be talking for 2 hours. We're gonna try to find something to talk about. And let's say we're gonna try to find something to talk about for 2 hours. Let's say you can't mention. I don't know. We're gonna come up with a rule for this. I'm gonna think about this. But let's say we need to come up with something to talk about for 2 hours, and you can't mention Vendor Sicanus or the Cult of Cthulhu. You can't mention Paul Valentine. You can't say Anonymous. You can't say ONA. You know, just strip away everything that we would normally talk about.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to add you can't use any ONA buzzwords whatsoever because those get, you know, everybody does that all the time.
Does what?
I've dropped ONA buzzwords. You know.
Oh, and so okay.
Oh, yeah.
That maybe that's what we should do. So we're gonna be talking for 2 hours and you have to avoid saying any ONA buzzwords. If you say a buzzword, if you say meme, memeplex, I can't think of any others, frankly.
Ossifer.
Right, Ossifer,
yeah.
It's gonna be that kind of thing. I wanna come up with something a little bit better.
Okay.
But I don't want it to be every time you say the word "duh," then you have to take a shot. I don't want it to be that extreme. But, yeah, something along those lines. Not necessarily ONA or anything like that. Just, you know, those are just kind of an example of what I'm thinking, but I'm not sure.
Right. So every time you say the word Satan, take a shot.
Like you
could do that, but what you do is you have a topic lightly, like define Satanism, but you can't use the word Satan at all.
That's it right there. Yeah, so you can't say left hand path. You can't say the obvious words.
Right.
Okay.
It has to be something that people are going to call in to talk about too. That's the other thing. Is that they have to be, you know, they have to be engaged in the show. So I don't know, we'll talk about midget porn or I don't know, something that attracts a lot of attention. I don't know. So that'd be the show. Or, we'll talk about fucked up things we saw on the internet this year. Whether it's fucked up people, fucked up events, the drama, the little bullshit, and see, maybe that's what we'll talk about. We'll work all this out. And the details will be posted on all the usual places. So that's my thinking right now. This may all change by the time the actual show airs on Sunday. So,
yeah. All right.
Yeah. But, and on Sin, that's the other thing. I wanted to be, you know, we wanted to have the cameras rolling when this is going down also.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
So,
are they doing the Sin drinking game this year for New Year's or not?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if they're down. I'm sure they will be. I'm sure if we show up, they're going to go, yeah, we're down. Let's do this. Then the other thing they'll do is that the girls will have an out. If they don't want to take a shot, they have to show their tits. So that'll work too. So anyways, TC, it looks like we got about 30 seconds left. We're just going to roll the outro and call this done. TC. All right, I'm going to
roll
the outro and call this. I'm going to roll the outro and call this done.
Right? Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Like, God damn it, I'm not carrying your show this time.
Bye, guys.
All right.